Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today, we will do some reflecting over the past year and cover all upcoming activities coming to our community. Now that 2023 is coming to a close, the ag community can now reflect on the past year. Drought is still on the minds of every farmer and rancher here in central Kansas. Think back to last June, when the dryland corn looked so amazing. We had hopes of being out of the drought, but then came July, and the corn and all the row crops burn up. The hopeful thought of a super El Nino weather pattern means a higher chance of getting adequate moisture this winter and into next year's growing season. We need 12 inches of rain to get us back to normal before the end of March. During the winter months, this might mean snow. Grain farmers are excited to talk about getting more moisture and the thoughts of raising higher yields for their wheat and row crops. Even though commodity prices have fallen a bit, good farmers are still making a profit. Being able to be more diversified in their farming operations allows the farmer to withstand some of their unseen setbacks. On the cattle producing side, higher prices in the cattle market have helped ranchers stay in the black for the year. A lack of forage and the high price of hay has taken a toll on some cow-calf producers in our area to reduce their herds. With their cow herd numbers reaching the lowest numbers since 1962, hopefully the strong market will last, and with the added moisture this next year, producers can start to build back their numbers of their cow herds. The need of moisture to grow forages and fill our pasture ponds will be a blessing. We haven't had a lot of snow for a number of years. The thought of dealing with snowy weather during the winter and early spring for cattle producers means better management plans and longer chores during calving season, items cattlemen can deal with if preparing early for the winter storms. The good thing here for both the farmer and the rancher is the strong commodity and cattle market prices. Save the date for the 2024 Cattlemen's Day, which is set for March 1 on the K-State campus in Weber Hall. More information about the schedule, trade show, and registration will be available soon. New in January of 2024, K-State corn and soybean schools will be held together. In January, look for a new format for the traditional K-State corn and wheat winter crop schools. K-State Research and Extension, in collaboration with Kansas Corn and Kansas Soybean, has combined the schools for a whole day program covering both crops. January 17th, a Wednesday, at Heston, Kansas, at the ADCO Corporation. And for our gardeners, in January, the Master Gardeners and Friends will start their educational programs, which are open to all horticulture enthusiasts in our community. Master Garden meetings are from January through April on the fourth Thursday, starting at 7 p.m., and are held at the McPherson County Extension Office. We have invited horticultural specialists to come and present the educational programs covering topics that are important to us in the area. The 2024 programs will be How to Start with a New Landscape, Garden Myths and Misconceptions, Planting Fruit Trees and Care, and Storing and Preserving Produce. Again, our first meeting for the Master Gardeners and Friends is the 25th of January at 7 o'clock here at the Extension Office. Again, this is Shad Marston, K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension Office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope you all have a great start to your week.